So let me record this while I'm thinking about it. So I just picked up this guy from Southeast Asia. And I told him, I looked across the street and I saw some trees and stuff overgrowing the wall they built or whatever. He said, you notice nature. You have a different mind than most people. You notice nature. I said, well, I meditate a lot and it's all the same to me. Every moment is the same. And then we got into a long conversation. I told him about the outsides. Never, outside's the same. What changes is the inside. He asked about, is it spiritual? I said, we have a body, soul, and spirit. Your mind is spirit. Mother Earth is the reflection of the thoughts. Anyway, I told him on the way to drop him off at the Harris Teeter, him and his buddy, I don't remember what their name is because it was Asian. He said something about the trees. He said, are the trees communicate? I said, everything communicates. They proved that the trees communicate through the vines, you know, through the ground. But I said, everything, it might not be like the human, but everything is communicating. The you know, communion. Everything has to communicate. And as soon as I said it, I was turning left and this guy in front of me was flashing his lights that it's okay for me to go. And I said, see that guy, he's flashing his lights, he's communicating. It might not be in words, but it's a communication. I knew he meant to go ahead and turn. And so everything is communicating, communion. And so if everything is communicating, and it is, and your mind is spirit, and in Christ, you're seated in the heavenlies, you're everywhere in Christ, because God is everywhere, hid in Christ in God, Christ in you, the hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. So if everything is communicating all the time, when you think about somebody, you're in communion with them, and they usually know that you're thinking about them. They might not realize it. But I do, that happens to me all the time. I'll think about somebody and they'll make a comment, or I'll think about something and they'll send a text, and it's always communion. And you can actually get into a flow state. I was telling him, I said everybody knows what I'm getting ready to tell you, but the distractions. He said, what about the distractions? How do you do it? I said, the distractions are there to push you higher. They're there to make you wake up to really that everything is a distraction. Once you see that everything is distraction, you see the game. You have birthed into the understanding. I said, everybody knows it. They just don't know that they know it. But once you start talking, they say, oh, okay. I said, we've seen this stoplight. We've seen these trees. We've already seen it 1,000 times. We already know what's going to happen before it happens. Every moment is a deja vu. There's nothing new. And it has to be deja vu. It has to be the same. And everything has to be in the moment, because if it wasn't, you couldn't function. If you were being hit with new stuff all the time, you wouldn't know how to function. He says, well, how did you see all this? I said, I just cut off the noise. You cut off the noise. I didn't say about asking God, you know, you have to ask. He started saying, he said, the stuff you're saying, is it, what is it? Is it mental, physical? I said, you got a body, a soul, and a spirit. He said, yeah, body, soul, spirit. I said, it's spirit. Your mind is spirit. Your mind is the spirit, and it's the seed, and it has to, the seed always births, right? Mother Earth is the birthing realm of the seed of the mind. Maybe I'll turn that rental I'm remodeling into like a guru workshop. People come in and sit down and ask questions, and you show them that it's obvious, that it's so easy. You already know it. You just don't know that you know it because of the distractions. You already know it. You already know to live in the now. You already know every moment is a deja vu. You already know that everything is communicating. Communion. That's what the word communion means. Together, union. That's what this whole God is communicating with mankind. The trees are communicating with you. You're giving them carbon monoxide. They're giving you back oxygen. Everything is back and forth communion of some. Even if you touch a tree, you can feel it. I'm not a tree hugger person. I'm just saying, plants, trees, cars, AI. I mean, everything has to communicate in some way. A dog, a cat. Dogs communicate. Cats communicate. They can only think certain levels, but they're still communicating. Everything is a communion. If you can understand that every moment is the now, everything is deja vu. You put your shoes on yesterday and you did it again today. The cycles. If you can understand that the distractions are to take away your peace, to try to take away your peace, and you realize you've already faced off with it 1,000 times, and so if you're faced off with it, face to face, one to one, ace to ace. If you faced off with it and you overcame it, why does it upset you the next time you face off with it? You already know how to overcome it. Hello? Break 1-9, anybody out there, can you hear me? Break 1-9, CB talk. Trying to make a connection, wake somebody up. You already know what's going to happen before it happens. When you go down here to this stoplight, you're not even here with me. What's going to happen at the stoplight, the intersection? You already know. What's going to happen when I pick the... You've never driven rideshare, right? So what's going to happen when I come up here to this rideshare person that I'm picking up? What's going to happen?
In 2 miles, keep right toward Wendover Avenue East.
What's going to happen? I'm going to pull up. It's going to send them a notification. Your driver has arrived. And they'll either come out or be standing out there, or they'll send a text saying, I'm on my way. Be there in a minute. You've already seen it a million times, and you haven't even done it. If you've never driven it, you don't even need to do it because you already know what's going to happen before it happens. Because I just told you. You can imagine it in your imagination. Imagination, image nation, image birthing. So your imagination can birth in what it feels like to be a rideshare driver. You already know. If you think about it. But most time people are not able to see it from another perspective because they're so caught up in their own little world, they can't see it from the outside. They only see see their piece of the pie. They can't see anybody else's piece of the pie because they're not introspective and they're not having compassion on the other person. So you look at another person going through something and you try to put yourself in their shoes, and you can have empathy and sympathy and all that stuff, but most people don't because they think they're different than the other person. And they're not. All the struggles, I mean, we're all going to be at the deathbed eventually. In our last breath, we're all going to face the same struggles. And we're already there now. Now, some people, they destroy themselves and they destroy their own mind and their own ability to see through this thing. Through their drugs and their drinking and all, it's all about complaining instead of looking for a solution, which the solutions was there.
In a half mile, keep right toward Wendover Avenue East using the right lane.
Instead of looking for a solution, they're looking at the problem, but the solution was there before the problem ever appeared. And you might say, how's that possible? Well, you got a spare tire in your trunk, right? If you get a flat, you got a spare. Who thought of that? Somebody pre-planned it. Everything has a pre-plan. You might say, well, what happens is, well, there's already a solution out there. And it all, and you might say, well, where does that come from? The lamb slain before the foundation world. And so God already provided.
Keep right toward Wendover Avenue East.
God provided a way of escape before he created this place.
In 2 mile turn left on Maple Street.
God will not put more on you than you can bear. And so when I start talking about this stuff, it kind of kicks me back into motivation mode to spread this information. Because if you can, I told him, I said, you already know what I'm telling you is the truth. I said, especially being from the East, the West is all about money and greed, right? I said, the East been doing this forever. And so we're starting to do it over here because money doesn't make people happy. And so you have to live in the now to be happy. You have to live in the moment, because everything is the moment anyway. There's nothing new. It's all the moment. It's awful funny how I've seen this a thousand. When you talk to people, they say, well, how did you get there? I'm not always in that mode. You know, things hit me just like they hit anybody else. I get hit with stuff all the time. Today, I got hit with something. Took about 4 hours, 3 or 4 hours out of my schedule to fix it. It was like ridiculous. It was like, where did that come from? I'm on vacation and I had to get hit, had to do something like that. Like ridiculous, but I know it was a distraction. And I looked for the good in it, you know. Okay, so while I'm repairing this, I can clean this area up and make this nicer. While I'm repairing it, might as well clean while I'm doing it, you know. I'll be honest with you, the older I get, the more I realize that cleaning in your space is more what's the word I'm looking for? Organizing and cleaning your space, whatever space it is more of a mental health exercise than anything. It's really good for you. Try to make things better, your space, the place you live in. Clean it better, you know, if you have to, put a new floor down, paint the wall, whatever. It's actually therapeutic. Cleaning your space that you're in is therapeutic, for real.
In a half mile turn left on Maple Street using the left lane.
I just came off of Maple Street. And every time I go to Maple Street, I get some bad apples. I bet it's a bad apple. We'll see. I hope not, but we'll see. I'm tired of the bad apples. But it's growing like crazy. This lady behind me driving like a maniac. Bad apples. Bad apple corporations.
Turn left on Maple Street.
Bad apple presidents. Bad apple senators. Bad apple CEOs. Bad apples everywhere you go. Common man, bad apples. Medical system, bad apple. Fauci, bad apple. It just keeps going. It just keeps happening. The bad apples. I'm on Apple Street. M-A-P-L-E. Apple. M-A-P-L-E.
Just ahead, turn right on 4th Street.
Somebody told me something about Apple that blew my mind.
Turn right on 4th Street.
Which tells me that apple is a bad apple. What did they say? How did they do it? They did something that just kind of blew my mind. I would have never thought that was even possible.
Just ahead, turn left.
I can't remember now, but it's like all these big corporations end up being, in order to get ahead,
turn left, then turn left.